Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington for Justice member Dan Henderson about the Juneteenth federal holiday and the theme for their Juneteenth Freedom Week happening June 12th through the 18th in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview.
How do we create communities that really do function or operate with racial harmony? And so we're holding Buxton up as here's an example of what can be done, and it can happen. We just have to kind of commit ourselves to be like Buxton. Specifically, we actually have an author who's written two books about Buxton that will be with us to share that story. Her name is Rochelle Chase. She's actually an African-American woman, lives in Ottumwa. She's written two books on Buxton, and she will be here on June 17th, which is Friday night. She'll be at the library to do an hour-long presentation on Buxton, and then we will have her do a special meet-and-greet event at Café Dodici afterward. Now, that event will be a ticketed event, but she will be there. You'll get the great Dodici desserts, but you'll also get a book that she's personally signed for you, if you can attend. And of course, you can always purchase the other book while you're there. But we really want to get the message of Buxton, Iowa out to people. We've got t-shirts over at Dodici Shop that you can buy that say, Be Like Buxton. I'm wearing a button right now that says, Be Like Buxton. So we've got buttons, we've got t-shirts, and we're just trying to get that message out.
I want to ask, how did you get acquainted with Rochelle Chase? Would you like to share just kind of how that came to be and the relationship you've gained in bringing her to Washington and to what's relatively a small town celebrating Juneteenth?
Yeah, certainly. I've known about Buxton for a few years and have read various and seen various videos about Buxton. But as we were planning for Juneteenth, I kind of looked around to find who in Iowa could we bring that knows a lot about Buxton, that really is kind of like that expert that you bring in. And just through an internet search, I found her and realized, hey, I already own one of her books anyway. So I simply emailed her and reached out to her and said, hey, we would love to have you come to Washington. And over a period of several weeks, we just simply emailed back and forth. She actually came to Washington at my invitation. And she came to a presentation I was doing at the library. It had nothing to do with Juneteenth. It was just another history event. But she came and we met. And she really, I think, has fallen in love with Washington, Iowa. She likes what we're doing as an organization and wants to support it. She also sponsors the Uniting Through History Hip History Contest for students, which we've encouraged students in Washington to get involved with. I think a couple students might be doing that. But Rochelle will be here again, like I said, on June 17th. And she is just very personable. And by the way, she just recently started a new position at the Des Moines Register as a columnist for the Des Moines Register. So she is an excellent writer, excellent author, and I think people will enjoy meeting her a lot.
You've got a whole slew of events planned this year for Juneteenth, a week-long celebration. For people who want to learn more about what's going on and when Juneteenth is, where can people find more information about it?
Well, we've got posters posted around the square in various stores. They can look there, but they can also go to our Facebook page, which is simply Washington for Justice. Just look it up. You'll see it. We've got several posters that are available. You can certainly just contact me. My email, danleehen55@gmail.com, danleehen55@gmail.com. I'll be happy to give you more information, but you'll want to be looking online. A lot of the events we're doing are at the library, so they will be putting out event notices as well. We have, I think, three different events that are going on at the library that week. And part of our goal is educational. We want to help educate people about Juneteenth, about Buxton, and why we're doing this, and why it's important for our community to be involved in it. So look for library events, but hopefully we're getting it out on social media enough, and of course now through the radio, we appreciate that, to get the word out of what's going on.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington for Justice member Dan Henderson about the Juneteenth federal holiday and the theme for their Juneteenth Freedom Week happening June 12th through the 18th in Washington. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.